Here at the BASF Science Behind event, with me is our host, A.J. Woodyard.
Yeah, I joke that I've had very technical roles the last two Science Behind events, and this time they made me the host, so I don't know if I'm being moved out or what's going on here.
Well, really, I like the more informal atmosphere and the kind of banter between you and Scott. That was very nice. But 2015, yep. BASF, what are the things that you're most looking forward to this year in BASF?
Well, we're coming off of a pretty exciting year in 2014, so it's going to be hard to top that one. But, you know, for me, there's always the fun piece of looking at new things, and I'm lucky to get to be on the front edge of looking at new chemistry and new developments. And we actually, at the research site that's right outside my back door, we get products that come from straight from Germany and are 7 to 10 years away from development. So that's always fun. And the fun part about working for BASF is it's always a full pipeline. So there's a lot of new things coming, but you know, in the here and now, I still think it's a lot of the solutions that we've brought to the table to help manage for yield, to help manage the weed resistance issues. You know, all of those things are very fulfilling for me.
Well, we did a lot of talk about stressing for the innovation specialist for BASF. Why is that so important with your 45 more products coming on in the pipeline in the next few years?
Yeah, the reality is there's so many new innovations. It's a great thing, but it can almost be a major challenge on the inverse side of that, because how do you get that message out? How do you help growers know that I need to use this program or this product if I have this issue versus, you know, maybe product B if I have a different issue? And so we really looked at this and understood that we needed the help of someone in the field, in the trenches with the grower, to help educate them on not only BASF products and the innovations we're bringing within our company, but also just with all the noise for all the things that are being thrown at these guys. And so that's where the innovation specialist role was developed. And these guys are, I give them a lot of credit because they're working hand in hand with the retailers in the field too, to do education with retailers that are working with the growers and also with the farmers directly. So a neat group of people with a lot of diverse experiences and a lot of knowledge.
How did you feel about this year's Science Behind event, your third one?
I enjoyed it. You know, this was it was different. We brought in a little technology, so the Skype thing was neat. And for me, you know, even though I joked about it, I actually kind of enjoy the chance to interact with the different groups and play a little role of host. So for me, this was fun. I think the message is neat too. The 150th anniversary of BASF, the science behind the right chemistry, and we talked about how important the customer is to helping us develop our vision, and you know, the growers in the field, they help drive what we look for in the next innovations, and I think that's a great message and a neat event.
Well, and you talked about getting the message out to the farmers, because there's so much, and this event helps us, the media, understand what you're doing so that we can get that word out to the farmers. So we really appreciate it.
Hey, it's great to have you. It's always good to see you, Cindy. So thanks for being here again, and we're going to enjoy a few days in the warm weather, right?
All right. Thank you very much, AJ, here at the BASF 9th Science Behind event. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.